My lips, my eyes, my thighs, that seem to do the job. But when did you last check my heart out? When did you confirm my beauty with God? What is it that I have done to receive such a weighty title? Now, if your answer's based on looks, then you really need to pick up the Bible. You see, Hannah was beautiful because she did away with the same old, at her annual church convention. She bypassed rituals and paid tradition no attention. Sarah was beautiful because regardless of what was up, she held Abraham down. She had her man's back no matter what. I know she's up there wearing a crown. Abigail was beautiful. Even though her man had money but was a fool, she didn't rely on the next man's money. She used wisdom and intelligence as her tools. Rahab was beautiful. Who'd have thought it? A woman who'd had so many lovers, a prostitute with more faith than most, was called to be, supposedly, Jesus' great-grandmother. Esther was beautiful because she walked in her purpose, and don't be fooled, it wasn't the 6 months of beauty treatments that did the job. She had a purpose for such a time as that, and all of the events in her life were perfectly planned by God. Okay? I may not be a historical figure and I may not have faced any biblical wars from the past, but is my current figure and my face enough to put me on blast? You see, this world says that I get less beautiful as I grow older and older. But I say as I grow in godly beauty, I just get more smarter, wiser and bolder. You see, the fickle things in this world are not enough to identify me. I'm taking a leaf out of these ladies' books and I'm going to be the best Chantel that God has called me to be. So I ask you again, am I beautiful?